This podcast is supported by Emerson. From technology that delivers cures at warp speed to software that makes clean energy reliable, Emerson Innovation helps make the world healthier, safer, smarter, and more sustainable. Emerson, go boldly.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, September 13th. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. Have you felt your impulse control wearing away recently? You're in good company. Credit card balances are going up nationwide, and one reason is Americans are pulling the trigger on frivolous purchases.
People are uncertain about the future. They are hearing about recessions. They are hearing about potential economic downturns, and they're thinking, what can I do to feel like I have some control over my finances? And the way they're doing that is by treating themselves.
Julia Carpenter covers personal finance for The Wall Street Journal. She'll be here to talk about why people are spending like there's no tomorrow after the break.
This podcast is supported by Emerson. From technology that delivers cures at warp speed to software that makes clean energy reliable, Emerson Innovation helps make the world healthier, safer, smarter, and more sustainable. Emerson, go boldly.
Prices are up on everything from gas to household goods. But inflation is not to blame for all of Americans' rising spending. There's also good old-fashioned splurging. So what is making us so spendy? Julia Carpenter covers personal finance for The Wall Street Journal, and she's here now to talk about why Americans are buying more stuff just because and whether it might be worthwhile. Hi, Julia.
Hi, Daniela. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Julia, you came at this topic from personal experience, and that includes buying some things that maybe in the past you would have skipped. Tell me about some of your recent impulse buys.
So many. Glossier has this new lavender eyeliner that I just immediately decided I had to have.
How much was it?
$16, which is, you know, not normally what I'm spending on eyeliner. I went on Etsy in the middle of the night and just decided that I had to have this t-shirt that was screen printed with one of my favorite works of art. That was $30. And then I think the purchase that made me sort of analyze this was I bought this 2-foot-tall minimalist neon sculpture for my house. $126.
You're not alone here. American credit card balances are rising across the board. Tell me about the shape of that rise. And is this about inflation or something more?
Credit card balances are up. They're up significantly. Between the first and the second quarter of 2022, credit card balances increased by $46 billion. That second quarter figure is up 13% from last year. So that's the largest rise in almost two decades. And inflation right now is at a four-decade high. So a lot of this is people having to spend money on things. They have to spend money on gas, on groceries, and they have to put that on a credit card. Some of it is people like me, who we are spending more on everything because of inflation, but because we are doing that, we're also just sort of adding things to our cart and adding things to our credit card balance that I don't think you could characterize as essential.
You've been talking to some finance experts. What do they say about why people are spending more?
So some people spend more because they're actually being smart. They are putting off these bigger purchases, things like, you know, washing machines or appliances. And then they're thinking, oh, no, wait, I shouldn't be putting this off. I should buy this now because this thing is going to go up in price with how quickly inflation is skyrocketing.
Okay, those are the planners.
Exactly. Yeah, those are the people who are looking at how prices are moving and they're saying, all right, like this isn't going to go on sale anytime soon. I should go ahead and make that purchase now.
Okay, what else?
So there's this other part of it that I'm completely guilty of, which is people are uncertain about the future. They are hearing about recessions. They are hearing about potential economic downturns. And they're thinking, what can I do to feel like I have some control over my finances? And the way they're doing that is by treating themselves.
The lipstick effect, right?
The lipstick effect. That's something that economists look at. It's sort of a index of recessions. If women are spending more on beauty products, they are typically doing so when times are bad, where you feel the future is bleak, but I can always treat myself to a lipstick.
Or in your case, a $16 eyeliner.
A $16 eyeliner, yes.
There's this worry about the future, but I think it's worth noting the not-so-distant past, when during pandemic lockdowns, people missed out on a lot that was important to them. How is the hangover from that feeling feeding into impulse buying?
That is something that a lot of financial experts I spoke with kept bringing up. We're not over this feeling right now that we were cheated out of something in 2020 and 2021. So now that we're returning to some semblance of normalcy, we have vaccines, people are returning to the office, we're still trying to compensate for 2.5 years of loss.
So is all of this impulse buying, is it smart? Or is there an argument for maybe socking your money away?
It's difficult to answer because it's very individual. We saw the personal savings rate at a new high during the pandemic, the highest since World War II. So a lot of people were able to put away a lot of money because they weren't eating out, they weren't spending money on travel, they weren't spending money on the things they normally did. So for those people, I would say if you have your emergency funding shored up, if you have not skimped on contributing to your retirement, you're not hurting yourself by doing this. At the same time, if you are spending money on these things, but you have no money in your emergency savings, then if you're in trouble in the recession, you're really gonna wish that you didn't have a 2-foot-tall neon sculpture, but you instead had $126.
So I need to ask you, has that sculpture sparked joy, and have you returned any of your impulse buys?
The sculpture has sparked so much joy. It gives me this purple neon glow in my apartment that I really loved and wanted. And I haven't returned any of them. I've used all of them. Just yesterday, I was wearing that t-shirt I bought. But it's one of those things where I had that money. I already had it. I had it in my savings. So do I regret it? No. Do I think more about it now? Yes.
That's Julia Carpenter, personal finance reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal, sitting in for J.R. Whalen.
Join The Wall Street Journal for the WSJ Pro Sustainable Business Forum happening online October 13th. And take away practical advice on how to build a sustainability strategy that's right for your business. Use code PODCAST and save 20% on your online pass. Register now at wsj.com/sustainablebusiness.